why is everyone listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com? Because it's the future of talk radio. Every day, more and more people are finding internet radio as not just an alternative media, but as a replacement to traditional AM and FM broadcast stations. Internet radio offers a wider variety of programs, convenient on-demand listening that meets your schedule, and fewer commercial interruptions. And GlobalTalkRadio.com is already leading the way by matching this content with a highly targeted internet audience. GlobalTalkRadio.com offers its listeners one of the widest programming varieties on the internet, from business and finance to self-improvement, paranormal, health, literature, romance, politics, and more. There are also opportunities for prospective hosts who would like to host their own weekly or one-time talk shows. Want to learn more? Check us out at www.globaltalkradio.com and see the future of talk radio today. You're listening to globaltalkradio.com.
The following program is provided for informational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed during the show do not necessarily reflect those of the station or the host. There are no guarantees to the information presented in this material, and the claims and results of any cannot be guaranteed. As always, you should consult with a professional before making any decisions that may impact your legal, financial, or medical well-being. This recording is copyrighted, all rights reserved. No portion may be used or reproduced in any way without express written permission.
Hello and welcome to the Kim and Charles Pankey Real Estate Radio Show. I am Kim Petty and Charles is here on the line with me. So I'll say hey.
Hey.
And we are glad to have you guys back with us again this week. And I'm really glad because as you guys know, I was flying solo last week while Charles was off educating himself in a seminar. And so I really missed him. But now he's back. So
we
are looking forward to a great show with you guys today. Again, this is the Kim and Charles Tunkey Real Estate Radio Show, and we are here every Sunday from 4 to 5 p.m. Just to tell you a little bit about us, we are married. We're not brother and sister. We're a married couple, and we live and work in the Metro Atlanta area. We wholesale houses. It's buy and sell houses every 6 to 10 every month on average, and we've been doing this 8 years or so. Like I said, we're married. We have 4 children. The youngest is 2 months, and the oldest is 6 and a half, and we just really enjoy working together and just seeing all the changes that this business has brought in our lives and in the lives of the people that we're able to coach, teach, and work with. And that's pretty much us. Charles, do you want to add anything?
No, I think that's about it, but I'm glad to be back with you this week. I missed you last week, too, and so we're all together now.
That's right. So I need you to speak up a little bit because
okay.
The levels are kind of low.
All right, no problem.
All right. So, Charles, why don't you tell the good people what we will be talking about today?
Today we'll be talking about money and real estate investing, and that's a topic that a lot of folks come up to us and ask us is, how do I raise money? How do I get the money to fund my deals? How do I get the money to fund the deals for my buyers? And on and on and on. And so we're going to talk about today a very important topic, which is private lending, private investing, how to raise all the money you want to and need to fund your real estate empire. And so it's going to be a great discussion about some of the nuts and bolts of raising funds for your real estate investing empire.
All right. Well, that sounds good. And, you know, like Charles said, we get lots of questions about this. People want to know how can you do it. So we decided to devote today's show to this. And, again, speaking of questions, if you guys have any questions for us, if there's topics you'd like us to talk about on the show, then please send us an email to kimandcharles@visionarypublishing.com. Again, that's kimandcharles@visionarypublishing.com. We would love to get your feedback. I thank you guys for the feedback we got from last week's show, and so we'd love to hear from you again. So if there's any other topics you'd like to hear discussed, please let us know. But today we will be talking about the money.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Charles, I'll let you get started.
All right. Let's talk about the different kinds of money or financing that you can have for your real estate deals. Whether you're investing in single-family homes, multi-unit homes, commercial land, et cetera, there's basically three different kinds of financing. There's conventional financing, which we won't really talk about today, but conventional financing is where you go down to a bank or a mortgage company and apply for a loan. They usually check your credit, they check your assets, your income, typical things, just like you would go down to a bank and apply for a loan to buy your own personal residence. And that's the conventional financing side, where you go to a bank or a mortgage company and you get qualified and you go through the underwriting process and the screening process, and then that determines whether or not you get a loan and whether or not you can buy a particular piece of investment property. Secondly, there is what's known as hard money. Hard money is where it's not really a term used because it's hard to get. It's because it's like getting hard cash placed in your hand or put in your pocket. That's kind of what the term is all about. So hard money is usually used in a lot of situations where someone is going to buy a property and fix it up and sell it, or buy a property, fix it up, refinance it and rent it out, or sometimes just buy it and sell it quickly. Wholesaling, using the technique that we talk a lot about in our turnkey wholesaling system. So conventional financing is the first financing that you can get. Second is hard money financing. A lot of our clients and students get hard money when they're buying a rehab, and that's an excellent way to get access to funds for a property. Hard money is usually very quick. It's also a situation where it's about the access to the money. Hard money is kind of like venture capital, where you can actually get a hold of money, get a deal closed. In a lot of cases, when you're looking at a pre-foreclosure property, property that really has to close quickly, hard money financing will allow you to close that deal in a week or 2 weeks possibly, versus conventional financing, which may take, you know, a month or so in order to actually get the deal closed. So hard money has its advantages and benefits. But the third realm of financing really is known as private financing. And that's in some respects similar to hard money financing, except for the fact that it's cheaper. You raise the money yourself. Let me give you an example. In a hard money scenario, there's companies out there that we work with directly. They're great companies, and they will fund someone's purchase, their repairs, and also some of their closing costs when the person comes and qualifies. A hard money lender in days of old didn't really care what your credit looked like, didn't really care what your income looked like. But most hard money lenders today do at least care, you know, what kind of credit you have, what kind of income you have, because they want to make sure that you can get out of the loan and refinance if you have to or if you want to. Some hard money lenders will loan you up to 70% of what the house will be worth once you fix it up. So private financing, don't get it confused, private financing is similar to hard money, except for the fact that you are raising these funds yourself from folks who have maybe an IRA or a savings account, and it's just as fast, but it's cheaper. Let me tell you why it's cheaper. Hard money financing usually requires you to pay between 3 and 6 points. A point is a percentage of the loan. A percentage of, say, for instance, you had a loan for $100,000, then that point, if someone charged you 4 points, you would pay $4,000 in points or brokerage fees or something similar to that, or an acquisition fee. In private money, you raise the funds, you avoid those points and fees, and you set the terms. So you, as the investor, are more in control. It's cheaper for you. Therefore, you have a better return on your investment. And in some cases, it can be faster because even some hard money lenders today, they will go through committees or they'll go through an underwriting process. And the private lenders don't care about your credit. It's more about the relationship and the property, whereas a hard money lender cares about both. They want to look at you, your credit, your assets, your income for the most part, and then also they'll look at the property. So the private lender, who may be in your circle of influence, is really only concerned about getting a good return on his or her investment. And they're not concerned about your credit, your income. So it's another great way, you know, not to say that you go out and mess up your credit and get a private loan, Kim. I mean, you wouldn't suggest that to anybody, would you?
No.
Okay.
No.
But it's a great way to get control of your deals, to raise money, to build relationships, and kind of build on that. And I think it's a great way for folks to look at raising funds to buy properties, especially properties that are either in pre-foreclosure or some other distressed situation or that need fix-up. And so you're looking at...
Before we move on, Charles, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No problem.
Go back real quick and explain to them points again, because
okay.
I know that's something that some people get a little confused about. Could you tell them real quick again what a point is? Because I know we're going to be talking about that again.
Okay. Sure. A point is a percentage of a loan. So if you're going and getting – it can help you get points in a conventional loan too. So if you apply for a loan and you get a loan for $100,000, to keep it simple, and you're paying 4 points – so that 4 points is a percentage of that $100,000 loan. So that 4 points goes to the lender in this case. So $4,000 would go to the hard money lender. In some hard money lender scenarios, that point may come out of your loan. In some scenarios, you may have to bring that to the closing table. So a point is basically part of the closing cost, is a percentage of your loan amount. Does that make sense? You think that's?
It does.
Okay, okay. Good deal.
Yeah.
All right. So we're looking at conventional financing, hard money financing, and private financing. And so the focus of the call today is going to talk about private financing, what it's really all about, how you raise it, who you go to, and what you really need to make the private financing mechanisms work for you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, what's next on our list of stuff that we want to share with the folks?
Well, why don't we go ahead and start, you know, like you said, we're going to focus on this private money. Let's focus on, go ahead and talk about the myths that mm-hmm. are out there about getting private money mm-hmm. because people think, you know, that it's pretty impossible to do,
mm-hmm.
and we want to let everybody know today that they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the myths. And again, if you guys are just joining us, we're glad to have you, and I'm Kim Petty, and you're listening to Kim and Charles Petty on our Turnkey Real Estate Radio Show, and we are talking today about money to fund your deals, and right now we are talking about private money, and so we'll get started talking about the myths about getting money. And I guess the first one is that people believe that you need to have a lot of credit and income in order to do this thing.
Right. And actually that's a myth that people have about real estate investing in general, Kim.
Yes.
Is that you have to have a whole bunch of money or credit, and you have to get your income checked and submit all this paperwork in order to buy deals.
Yeah, this is true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so well then, so it's not true, huh?
It's not true. It's
okay.
A myth.
Why not?
That's the definition of a myth.
Okay. So why isn't it true?
It's not true because in real estate investing, if you have the right system and if you have the right knowledge base, then the money really follows the deals. So it's not a function of you saying, well, I need to get my, you know, have the 800 credit score, I need to have, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 in the bank. It's more really about the deal and about providing. It's about the deal, number one.
Okay.
If the deal makes sense, the money will follow the deal. If you've got a property where you can get it at a great discount, there should always be someone there that can fund that deal. Because people, especially in today's real estate market, everybody wants to find a good, solid opportunity. The real estate market is still a wonderful, wonderful place to be. You know, we've kind of ridden the wave of some of the, you know, real hype in real estate investing and kind of weeded out some of the folks who aren't for real simply because, of course, interest rates have gone up and some things have changed. And that's a whole another radio show that we could talk about the laws and all that stuff and the changes in the real estate market. But the bottom line is if you have a good deal, number one, the money will follow that deal.
Okay.
Number two, if you can develop relationships with folks either in your own inner circle or outside of your inner circle that you go out and you find and you market to, then you can raise private funds to fund your real estate deals. And you're going to be in a better position if you can have the money when you need it on call for when you find a good deal. And so that's really key. I mean, and then the other key is just cultivating those relationships. Because, you know, several private lenders that we work with, once they realize that the deals are good and the money is steady and the returns are going to be there, then all of a sudden they try out all this other money we didn't even know they had.
Right. Right, exactly. That's exactly what
happens. So, I mean, I that's definitely, I want to, you know, bust that that myth up.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And right now, guys, we are talking about the myth, and we'll after that we'll go and we'll talk to you about what you actually can do. Like I said, you have people that are like, oh, well, I have even more money.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll help you, you know, talk about how you can get to that place. And again, as you know, if you've listened to us before, you know, we're really big on systems, and which allow you to repeat your past successes. And
I think you need to turn your mic up a little bit.
You think, is my mic down too low?
Yeah, I'm not hearing all of you.
How's that? Is that better?
Much better.
Okay. All right. So what I was saying, guys, sorry about that, is that, you know, we're really big on systems, and you need a system so that you can know how to repeat your past success. And part of our system is knowing how to get this private money to fund your deals, and so we'll, you know, what we're talking about are things that we do in our system. Anyway, let's go back to the myths. And so we talked about the fact that needing great credit and income is a myth. You don't have to have that to get private money. Another myth out there is that people think you need large down payments in order to secure some private money. So, Charles, can you just go ahead and talk about that one?
Which one?
About needing large down payments.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. I faded out for a minute. I'm so focused on private money, I was like, just lost me for a minute there. Down payments. A lot of times when you have conventional financing, you know, most people think, well, if I go and buy a real estate property, then I may be able to get financing, but I'm going to have to put down 20% or 10%, or, you know, I have to put down some money of my own into the deal. And while with conventional financing, you know, for the most part, that's true, you know, you're going to have to go to a bank and qualify, and, you know, they may, even if you've got great credit, they may still want you to put down 10% if you're buying an investment property. They may want you to put down of a $150,000 house, they may want you to put down $15,000, and then they'll finance the other 90%. So, but if you're dealing with the right kind of financing, and even just step back a little bit, even hard money lenders sometimes want you to have some of your own money in the deal, maybe $3,000, $5,000, $6,000, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not really here to bash hard money lenders, because it's really nothing like having someone in your corner that has $10, $15, $20 million,
exactly.
Even if you have to put some of your own money into it. But we're talking about private financing, private money, and raising it on your own. And the thing about the down payment issue is it's irrelevant with a private lender, because, give me an example, you're buying a house that's going to be worth $100,000, and you get a loan for $70,000, 70% of that $100,000, your lender, your investor, has a cushion of 30% in that property. So if you can buy a property for $55,000 and it needs $10,000 in work, then you basically have bought a property with no money of your own. And you may, in certain cases, if you handle it right, may be able to take a little bit of money home in your pocket, kind of as your advance profit. You got to be careful with that. But remember, if you're getting a loan based on what the property is going to be worth, which is what a private lender will loan you on, and they'll still have that big cushion, then you can go into a deal and basically have it funded 100%. And that's one of the biggest, biggest benefits of using private financing, because you don't use your own money. You know,
exactly.
You don't have to bring that 10% or 20% or even a 5% down payment if you have the right resources and you tapped into private lending.
Exactly. Now, guys and Charles, you know, one of the benefits we'll talk about on a future show, and when you work in real estate investing and you do it full-time, is that you are able to work for yourself. And like I mentioned, we do have a baby that is 2 weeks old. I mean, 2 months old, I'm sorry. And she actually just woke up and is crying. So I am going to have to get off of the show for now, which I really apologize, because I love being on here with you guys, but I'm going to leave you in Charles's capable hands.
Okay.
Don't forget, you guys check out TownKeyRadio.com. That's where you can find out what we have going on in upcoming shows, as well as listen to past shows if you've missed them. You can also listen to us on the web from that site. And also, if you have any comments or suggestions, please send them to us at KimandCharles@visionarypublishing.com, because you are listening to Kim and Charles Petty at Turnkey Radio. And we're here every Sunday from 4 to 5.
All right. Well, let's take a break real quick, and then I'll be right back.
All right.
All right. Let's get started. I'll get started again. I am flying solo now. because Kim had to dash off because of the baby. But let's keep talking about private lending. Let's keep talking about the ways you can finance your real estate empire and have a little money in your pocket, have no money out of your own, into the deal. And that's with private lending. So you may ask, well, we know who the conventional lenders may be. You go down to your mortgage company, you see the billboards, you see the ads for, you know, ABC Mortgage Company, Countrywide, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And then the question becomes, you know, and you may go to Real Estate Investors Association meetings and see hard money lenders that are in the business of loaning hard money, and you see them all the time, but where do you find these private lenders? Who are these folks? And a lot of them are just folks like you and me. I mean, they're folks, except for the fact that they may have, you know, they may be different from you in the fact that they have money saved up in an IRA, you know, $50,000, $100,000, half a million, or whatever it may be. And they may be in your own circle of influence, because a lot of times, you know, don't make assumptions about the people you know. And that's usually the first area you go to in terms of finding folks to be private lenders. You want to be in sync with the folks around you. You know, it's not like you're looking at, you know, everybody you go around in your family. Kind of like, I mean, if you think about it, you know, multi-level marketing, and I don't really want to bash it too badly, but, you know, I never had a good experience in being in multi-level marketing. But the point I'm making is multi-level marketing, they tell you to go to your core market, to go to everybody in your circle. Now, I wouldn't advise that you go to everybody you know and say, you know, every single person. You want maybe want to be a little selective. But, you know, your cousin, your uncle, your father, your mother, you know, those can be some of your best private lending candidates. You know, you want to go to them and say, hey, you know, are you getting a 14% return on your savings or your IRA? If not, then let's talk about this program that I have that you can get 14% or 15% or whatever you charge. I mean, or whatever you pay. A lot of private lenders, a lot of people who are investors that get private funding pay anywhere between 8 and 15%. And as you know, that's more than banks. You know, that's more than savings and loans and money market accounts that are out there. And that's what really appeals to these private lenders, is the fact that they can get a high rate of return, much higher than the banks can give them. And not only that, but it's a situation where their return is secure because it's based in real estate. It's much more secure, much more solid than in the stock market, because you've got a property. If something goes wrong, they've got a property at 60 to 70 cents on the dollar that they can actually resell and probably make more once they sell it. But, I mean, the biggest thing is it's secure, it's safe, it's in a situation where you're dealing with someone that's in your inner circle first. So whether it be your uncle, your cousin, you just say, hey, you know, I'm an investor. You know, you want to posture it right. You don't want to say, well, hey, I just started real estate investing. You want to be like, hey, I've got this program I developed that's an awesome program that you can use in order for you to make a high rate of return. I'll make money. So you explain to them exactly what you're doing. You know, you're buying houses, and you're buying and selling houses. So you tell them that you need someone to fund your deals. And you can get them an excellent rate of return because you're making good money. And it's a win-win situation for everybody involved. It's a situation where, you know, you can deal with your inner circle folks first, your family, your friends, your colleagues, people that you know, maybe people at your church, and just approach them. And that's the first level. You know, a second way is to get, you know, start marketing. You know, a lot of our real estate investing is very, very marketing-based. Not only to find buyers and sellers, but also private lenders. You know, we have a lot of things in our system that will allow you to take advantage of marketing, you know, low-cost, direct-response marketing that will get folks who have money to kind of raise their hand. Because you never want to take it and be a burden to someone and say, well, hey, you know, you don't want to – that's a couple things that you want to make sure that when you're raising private money you're aware of, is the fact that you don't want to beg anybody. You know, you don't want to go around and say, well, hey, can you please, you know, loan me some money? Because that's one of the biggest mistakes. You know, you have to be able to posture yourself like you're the expert, like you know what you're doing. You had, you know, knowledge and education, and you got the resources behind you in order to be a successful investor. And that's the thing that you want to do. Have a good posture. One of the mistakes that investors make in a lot of cases is they will say, hey, you know, I, you know, they don't sound confident. You know, they may, you know, and one of the things that you actually can put together, and we can help you put together, is a credibility kit. It's a kit that basically says who you are, why you're trustworthy, why you're honest, why you'll pay this money back, and et cetera. And that's the biggest thing with private lending, is the fact that you are developing a relationship of trust, and your relationship is going to grow and grow and grow because this person or these people are going to fund your deals over and over again. And that's the thing. You've got to be able to show someone that you know what you're doing. That's why credibility kit is so important. And having a credibility kit will allow you to present yourself, to say, hey, you know, Mr. Smith, I can do this. This is why, et cetera, et cetera. You know, and then there's also, you know, you market. Marketing, whether it be through newspapers, is one option. I mean, there's several ways, you know, 15, 20 different ways for you to market. I don't have time to go through all those today. But one of the main ways, you want to add a newspaper. Say, looking for private investment funds, you know, 14% guaranteed return. That's what we do, you know, and have an ad that says 14% guaranteed return, phone number, and a website. And that will get you started. You can start talking to people about your program, start talking to people about your real estate deals, and it's a great match. It's a win-win situation for everybody. And so that's key, running ads. Posting things like, say, for instance, on Craigslist.org. That's a great way to look for private lenders. And then also to get lists. You know, getting lists of folks that have CDs is very accessible. And you're able to actually target these folks and let them know, hey, you know, we have a better program than you may be getting on your CDs. Or you can target people that have IRAs. There's plenty of lists like that that are available. And if you send us an email, we can actually send us an email at kimandcharles@visionarypublishing.com. We can get you some information on who exactly has these lists. We can give you the websites and all that stuff, the phone numbers for the list companies. But anyway, that's the big thing. I mean, a lot of folks will have luncheons and have people that they've advertised to that will look for, they're looking for private investments, you know, looking to make a good return on their investment, and then they market to them. So, I mean, that's a wonderful, wonderful way is to hold a luncheon that someone can actually come. But also another way, just as an aside, is to hold a teleseminar. You know, we've got all the resources that we can help you set that up in our system, but one of the things that we do on a regular basis is we have private lending teleseminars where we have a call, and we invite people on the call, and we talk about our private investing opportunity. And the thing that you want to be aware of is there's you know, one challenge in this whole private lending, private investing game, and that's something that we can talk about more in depth at a different time, but it's the securities law. So you want to make sure that you're doing this the right way, and that's why we stress so much that it's appropriate, you know, to have the right system. You want to be able to get all the money you need for your deals, but you want to be able to stay on the right side of the securities laws. And that's the one thing that you want to be aware of whenever you're doing. And we talk a lot about that in our system. So keep that in mind. You know, you want to have all the private money that you can get, but you want to make sure that you do it the right way. And that means you have the right system. And let's talk a little bit about raising these funds and kind of where you're coming from. This is assuming that you're out there looking at deals. You know, you can have someone to fund you, whether it be, you know, you buying properties at a foreclosure auction, buying properties from a bank, a private seller, whoever it may be. And these people are looking at you, and it's a great alternative to the stock market. You know, it's they're earning interest safely, securely, and, you know, you don't have to worry about you know, they don't have to worry about the fluctuations in the stock market. They don't have to worry about that. And on the other hand, for you, you don't have to worry about, you know, credit requirements or job verifications or debt ratios and preset limits on the numbers of houses that you can have. Because that's the one thing. The more you can buy as many houses as you want to with private funds. You don't have to worry about someone going and saying, well, you know, hey, you bought four houses. I think you need to kind of just hold on to those, which you know, some banks do. You know, folks that we know, you know, they always say, you know, 10 houses, they get to 10 houses. And it's true. You know, once we got 10 houses using conventional financing, it's a whole different ballgame. You know, they treat you like you don't know what you're doing. And in fact, the more houses you get, the more the better you get, the more experience you get. So that's the one thing that as a real estate investor, you don't have to worry about when you're looking at private funding. You don't have to worry about the credit requirements or, you know, anybody saying, well, slow down. You got too many houses. You know, you don't need to be buying any more right now. And then you can close fast, because if you close fast, you're looked upon as a serious real estate investor. And if you close fast, it's going to lead you to more and more and more deals. And so just keep that in mind as well on this whole strategy, is that it's about not only getting a private loan today, but it's about, number one, developing relationships for the future and having lenders just kind of funnel you money over and over again. And then number two, it's also about, you know, positioning yourself as a real estate investor. Because as a real estate investor, if you can get folks to give you private funds so that you can act quickly, you're going to have a leg up on the competition. So in terms of finding these private lenders, in terms of advertising, I mean, the one thing that you want is to create advertising that causes your phone to ring. So your advertising has got to have, you know, attention-getting, emotional, direct response mechanism. So that call for action, to have an 800 number in it or a number where they can call you and take action. It doesn't need to talk about, you know, we're the biggest, I'm the best real estate investor, or I've been investing for 25 years, or we're the friendliest, or we're the greatest there are. You know, your only real concern in marketing to get private funds should be the results that you can give them. You know, really, who cares about your dedication or, you know, you're the greatest, the oldest? And that's one of the things, you know, this is a whole other show where we'll talk about marketing. But really, the way you get private funds is by appealing to the emotions. You know, there's a lot of, you know, templated sales letters and mailings that we have in our system that you can plug into. But that's the one thing that is important. You're not trying to create a image campaign. You're not trying to create a campaign where you're talking about, you know, I've been the best real estate investor in all the land. It's about the benefits, about what can you offer the folks that are loaning you or investing, loaning you money or investing with you. And that's really the thing, because real estate is truly a great means of building wealth that is both long-term and short-term. And if you can invest in real estate and have, you know, everybody around you be successful, your private lenders, your real estate agents, your appraisers, your contractors, your buyers, the whole nine yards, it becomes a much, much more enjoyable experience and, of course, much, much more profitable experience for everybody. So you want to be able to have private lenders waiting in line for you to loan out their money. And so that's what we're talking about today, is private lending and being able to raise these funds. So if you're just joining us, I want to just take a time out and welcome you all to the Kim and Charles Real Estate Investing Show, the Turnkey Real Estate Radio Show. And our topic today is private lending for high profits. And so let's talk a little bit about some of the benefits that you would give to your investor who's going to invest funds with you, and how you build kind of the anticipation and excitement. You know, you want to talk about the fact that the key to wealth is real estate. You know, you can earn more in real estate. The majority of the millionaires have been involved in real estate. The majority of the millionaires in this country and in this world have been involved in real estate. And what you're offering your folks when you're offering them an opportunity to be a private investor with you is you're offering them a higher return than they can get on their money in the stock market, in most IRAs, most pension funds, and most regular investments. Because the yield that most investors give is 8 to 14%. And really and truly, if you think about it, yes, this is money you're paying, but it's really not about the cost of the money. It's about the ability to get the money. You know, you want to be able to have the money when you need it in order to make the deal work. You want to be able to have the money there and have it be able to fund your deals quickly with low risk. And that's one of the things, the benefits to your investors are it's low risk, you can control the term, there's liquidity, you know, they can be small investments, You know, you don't have to, your investor doesn't have to worry about collection hassles. And you, as the investor, benefit. This is the whole thing that we like to talk about in real estate investing, is the fact that you create win-win situations. You create a situation where you win, the private investor wins, and everybody wins. Your buyers win, your sellers win, the realtors win, everybody, the whole nine yards. Everybody wins through the private lending strategy. So be sure to keep that in mind, because what you're offering, you know, one of the things that we did when we first got going was we were concerned about, you know, raising money, because we had all these deals we were trying to do. And the thing that we have to keep in mind is that the deals will come. And just because you can get private financing, this is one of the pitfalls to be aware of. Just because you can get the private money doesn't mean that every deal has to have private money. You want to make sure you protect your investors. You want to make sure that what you do for your investors is of the highest integrity, highest honor, and that you can protect them and get them to lend you money over and over again because they've made money. And so you're offering them, you know, money that they can borrow. I'm sorry, money that you can use for your investing, but you're also helping them build their IRAs, their pension funds, their cash reserves, their investments. Allows you to have, you know, you have the ability to offer them a low risk, a liquid investment, you know, small investments. Some people get investments for, you know, entire first mortgages, whether it be $50,000, $100,000, $200,000, or whatever it may be. But in other cases, you can use second mortgages, and that's a whole other story, but the bottom line is people with small investments, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 can participate, and you can help them build their wealth as well. So it's kind of an ability to get your deals done, but also help someone else to be successful. This is Charles Petty, and this is the Kim and Charles Petty radio show. Kim was on the show earlier, but as you know, we have a two-month-old baby, and the baby started crying, so she had to take care of the baby, and I am flying solo right now, just as Kim was flying solo last week, but at least I had her for the first little bit of the show. So we're going to keep rolling. We're talking about private lending for high profits, and I've talked a lot about, we talked about today why you want private money, what the difference is between private money, conventional financing, hard money financing, and who you are targeting for your private investing, because these are the folks that are going to help build your real estate empire. And the one thing that's important to remember is that in any real estate endeavor, this is a relationship business. You know, I talked about, you know, getting into your inner circle of folks that you can get money from. And I guess get money from is the wrong term. You're building partnerships, you're building relationships with these folks, because it's a lot better to borrow money or to have private investors with you than a lot of times it's go down to the bank and qualify for a loan. And you know, the access to the money, the quickness, the easiness, the whole nine yards is what's going to really help you become a successful real estate investor. And so you've got to keep that in mind as you grow and develop. And you're giving someone the opportunity to get a higher return than they would otherwise get by using, you know, stock market or a bank, CD or IRA program, something that is giving them a high rate of return. In fact, you know, a lot of times the investors may not believe it. They may say, oh, this is too good to be true. But you know it's not. And there's systems in place, and we have mechanisms. And let me tell you now, if you go to turnkey private lending, that's turnkeyprivateleending.com, you can get more information about the turnkey private lending program that we have. That's a full A to Z system on how to make awesome profits with private lending. Awesome, awesome profits. So the bottom line is, it's critical for you to realize that this is a win-win situation for everybody. And you're not burdening someone and begging them to give you money. So private investing. And so looking at private investing as the greatest way to get money for deals, whether deals that buy, you know, rehab deals. You know, for instance, let me give you an example. You know, you can have a deal where, let's say, for instance, the property after you fix it up is going to be worth $150,000. Okay? That property, you get a private loan on it for 70% of that $150,000. So that would be $105,000. And so if the property needs $15,000 in work, you get it for $87,000, you have $3,000 to go to you as your pre-profit. And so the key to private investing, and some people, you know, some markets are different. Sometimes, you know, if you're in a West Coast market, you may need to get, raise that a bit. But the important thing really is you're getting a great deal. The private investor is getting a great deal that has a cushion in it. You're paying them interest, but your goal is twofold. It's either to buy the property and fix it up and sell it, which is a great strategy, or buy, fix up, refinance, and rent out. And a lot of our clients will get private loans, will buy, fix up, refinance, pay the lender off, and then use the money again, over and over again, for more deals, and do that same strategy over and over again. So that is what we're talking about here, is they bring win-win situations, win-win deals to the table, and that allows you to become a much more astute, a much more advanced investor. So throughout the country, this strategy works. And if in our Atlanta market, you know, we're thinking, let's talk a little bit more now about the interest rate. And don't get intimidated about that. You know, it's the same thing with hard money. You know, you're going to pay between 8 and 15%. So we're turning the coin. You know, there's benefits to do it as an investor to actually have, that return. So looking at it from the investor side, there's many, many benefits. They're getting a better return than they would otherwise at a bank or, at a CD. But you, as an investor, don't be intimidated because you're thinking, oh, my goodness, I'm paying 10% or I'm paying 15%. It's not about the cost of the money. It's about the availability of the money. If you can borrow money at 15% and make $40,000 or $50,000, don't you think that's a great idea? You know, I think anybody who's listening would be challenged to say it's not a great idea to pay an interest rate of 15% because it's all math. It's all a numbers game. It's not about, you know, what interest rate am I paying or whatever. It's about making a deal work and being able to get the deal at a discount and who's going to fund the deal. You know, we talk a lot about wholesaling. And in cases where you have to buy the property, you don't want any, you got a $10,000-$15,000 property that you could lose. If you can get a private investor to step in when you need them, that's a powerful thing. And then you got your buyer, you're negotiating with your buyer, you may have to sell it a little later. But it's a wonderful strategy no matter what. If you're buying and you're rehabbing, if you're doing a short sale where you have to bring money to the table, the best way to do it is to raise private funds. And the second best way is hard money. But, of course, we're talking about a less expensive way for you to actually pay the hard money. As opposed to paying hard money, you're able to go ahead and get private financing and then turn around and buy the property and do what you need to do, make your profit, sell it, refinance it, whatever. And you've got an easy, consistent source of financing. Once again, this is Charles Petty flying a little bit solo because Kim had to tend to the baby. But we are on Turnkey Real Estate Investing Radio, Turnkey Radio. And we're talking about private investing. And to get more resources about what we talked about, you want to go to visionarypublishing.com/private-investing. visionarypublishing.com/private-investing. And that'll talk about our turnkey system that teaches you exactly what we're talking about to raise private funds. Step by step, how to do it, what marketing materials to use, what properties to target, what areas, what forms to use, how to get on the right side of the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, what are the secrets to actually being able to raise money in different circles, whether it be your own circle, your own inner circle, or it be folks that you work with outside of your circle, so folks that you've targeted, that you've marketed to. And are you creating your own dream team of folks to raise private money? And so that is what we're talking about today. So visionarypublishing.com/private investing. visionarypublishing.com/private investing. And so let's continue on with private money. So the thing that you have to remember is that this whole thing is a fair deal for everybody. And then you say, well, okay, I've come to the realization that this makes sense. I don't want, you know, I understand I can make money, but what about during the time that I have the property? What about if I don't, you know, 15%, you know, this is accruing, you know? I've got to pay this money every month? Well, that's the beautiful thing, is that you're in control of the terms. In the private investing arena, you're able to actually go out, set the terms, and so if you want your interest to accrue, that's the way you set it up. If you want to make monthly payments, set it up that way. And it's all about creating a win-win situation in your interest accrues if you want it that way, and that's best for your cash flow, so that when you sell that house, the investor gets their principal plus the interest. And then when they're ready to reinvest, which should be right after the house sells, they have a bigger chunk of money to get out and play with. And so that's the key. You set the terms. You know, you're not setting terms so you're taking advantage of somebody, but you're setting the terms so that you can actually stay in control of the deal, help your cash flow, and create a win-win. Because you don't want to put somebody else's money at risk. So you want to be able to raise the money and put it out there the right way. You want to do the best job for your clients as possible. And so every time that you do a deal that numbers make sense, then you can actually get the private money and get the deal closed quickly. So if you've got a property that's about to go to foreclosure next week, you've got a private investor that can step in and fund it, or step in some cases, step in and get the back payments caught up. That's another strategy that we talk a lot about in our system, is that it doesn't have to be paying the full amount. Doesn't have to be that way. So the big thing is you're making a difference in terms of a private investor's life. You're making a difference in terms of what exactly is going on with your own business. You're helping your cash flow. You're allowing yourself to grow your business. And that makes your life a lot easier as a real estate investor. Makes it seem, you know, sometimes when you're thinking about building an empire, and we say, you know, people, you don't really make a difference in your long-term portfolio until you start actually buying multiple properties. You don't make a difference in your short-term business until you actually start having multiple deals per month. And so in order to have that, you need something to fuel that. You need money. But you don't want to use your own money, and you don't want to necessarily go down to the bank and get qualified and do all those things if you can get private financing to fund the deal. And so that's the beauty of it, is that you can actually go in and get this private financing and keep moving. And then as you sell houses more, you get more money, and it becomes a snowball effect. And it allows you to either create your business around private money or to supplement the business you have already, that you wholesale, that you take properties and you lease option them or take them subject to the existing financing or whatever the case may be. And so it gives you a lot of flexibility. And that's what you want. You want to have a wholesale, a business, a real estate business, whether it's wholesaling and retailing, rehabbing, whatever it is, rental properties, where you have flexibility. And private money gives you that flexibility. It gives you the ability to actually take a deal, get it closed quickly, and build your rapport with, you know, sellers and buyers and real estate agents and everybody, and allows you to get your business to grow exponentially. And it's a real difference maker, because in our business, we raise private funds to fund our buyers' deals. We also raise private money to fund our own deals. And so there's other strategies, more advanced strategies that you can use, you know, funding your buyers. You know, you can think about down the road becoming a private mortgage lender yourself, a mortgage broker. You could actually sit down, you know, and have a strategy where you start making all this money as a real estate investor, and then in 3 to 5 years, you start lending your own money out as a private investor, and you getting those returns passively, all while you have an active real estate business. And so, long story short, there's a lot of reasons to actually get into the private money business. So Kim and I have outlined a good few of them today. And it's important to remember that you're building your business. And we talk a lot about systems and building your business and doing things that you need to do systematically. The same thing, cookie cutter over and over again. And that's what private lending can really become, a cookie cutter method for you to fund your real estate empire, fund your deals over and over again, and grow your pool of money. And yes, there's some, you know, SEC regulations and some challenges that come with it. But, you know, anything that you put your mind to, you can do it. And that's the one thing that Kim and I always want to emphasize, that whatever topic we're talking about, you know, a lot of this stuff is really more so about you and your mindset. You know, there's a lot of great information that we share, a lot of great systems and forms and documents and advice and consultations and products and research and all that stuff that we put together into our private lending system, as well as our other systems. But you've got to be able to have the mindset that I'm going to make this work, that I can go out there and I can set my mind to raising private funds, and that I can do it, and there's nothing that can stop me from doing that. And you will do that. You will succeed. You will be a successful real estate investor using private money. Whatever strategies you use in addition to that, it's really more about you and what you want to do, and creating in your mind a sense of abundance and knowing that this is something that you're going to succeed with. And so I encourage you to continue to listen to our show on a weekly basis. And I encourage you to go to visionarypublishing.com/private investing to learn more about our private investing system and how you can step by step, A to Z, learn how to raise your own private bank. Create the bank. Be the bank. But more than that, I encourage you to succeed. I encourage you to consistently have a drive and a desire and a mindset to be successful. And you will be successful. Because more than the tools and technologies that we give you, it's about the tools and technologies that you allow yourself to have in your own mind. And that's my little soapbox for today, because it's very important. I see a lot of investors out there that get in a mental block. They cannot move forward. They cannot push forward either to begin or to get that breakthrough, because they don't have the mindset of abundance. They don't have in their mind that they can succeed no matter what, no matter what it may have been yesterday, no matter what's going on today, and no matter what happens tomorrow. If you put your mind to being successful and have an abundance mentality, you will do it. So at this point, I'm flying solo, and so I will say goodbye on behalf of myself and Kim. This is the Turnkey Real Estate Radio Show. I am Charles Petty, the creator of the Ultimate Turnkey Real Estate Investing Systems, along with my beautiful wife and partner, Kimberly Petty, and we bid you adieu until next time. God bless. Take care.
You're listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com. Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of GlobalTalkRadio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. And prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning their new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about the future of talk radio today.